This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Today is Friday, May 22nd. We're talking about expert predictions for a possible second wave of COVID-19 cases and for the impact on jobs in America. Also, why one sailor is now being called a hero. Plus, new TSA rules at the airport, which celebrity will likely be going to prison and for how long, and why college admissions could be changing for good. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Even though businesses are reopening in all 50 states, progress does not look the same across the country. In some places, the infection rate is down. Elsewhere, there are still hundreds of new cases confirmed every day. So Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, said during a CNN town hall, we have to pay attention to those trends. For example, Washington, D.C. is one of the places reporting an increase in infections. Since that's where Dr. Fauci lives, he says he will not be getting a haircut anytime soon. Dr. Fauci also had advice for government officials. He told them it's inevitable. Most communities will see the number of new infections rise as they lift restrictions. But he says how officials manage those spikes is really what matters. Again, Fauci emphasized the need for testing and contact tracing. But that brings up another big question. What can officials do if their cities or states don't have that capacity? Well, President Trump says they cannot go back to the stay-at-home orders. The president was asked about a second wave of this virus. He told reporters the country can put out fires, but it will not close down again. That said, as we learned the first time around, decisions like that are ultimately up to individual states and counties. So it's likely this debate is not over if we do, in fact, see a second wave. A shooting at a Texas military base has now been tied to terrorism. One sailor was hurt, but thankfully she's doing okay. And she's being called a hero for stopping the shooter. The AP says a man shot her as he was trying to speed through a security gate at a naval air station in Corpus Christi yesterday. And even though she had been shot in the chest, she was able to roll over and hit a switch that raised a barrier, stopping him from actually getting on base. Other security personnel then shot and killed the man right there. The FBI says the shooter had expressed support for terror groups online. Also, we have a quick update about another shooting investigation. A third person now has been arrested in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. Remember, he's the black man who was killed during a fight with a father and son, who are white, in what Arbery's family believes was a racist attack. Well, now, the man who recorded video of the shooting is facing murder charges as well. William Bryan has said he was just a witness, though. Investigators haven't said exactly why they decided to arrest Bryan yesterday, but they're scheduled to hold a news conference today, so expect more details soon. Chinese leaders want even more control over Hong Kong. In a surprise move, the Wall Street Journal reports China announced it plans to impose new national security laws on the region. It's being called the most sweeping step yet to basically strip Hong Kong of its freedoms. Remember, right now, Hong Kong is part of China, but it has some independence, like its own government and legal system. It's often referred to as one country, two systems. In fact, fears of losing some of those freedoms is what prompted people in Hong Kong to protest for months starting last summer. Well, these newly proposed laws in China would try to stop those protests for good. Well, back in the U.S., nearly 39 million Americans have lost their jobs in just more than 2 months. That's the latest total, as each week, another new report has been adding millions of people to that list. This time, the Labor Department says nearly 2.5 million people filed for unemployment last week. That's concerning, since most states had already started reopening and some people were supposed to be going back to work already. Now the big question is, will the jobless rate improve anytime soon? The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta asked businesses about their plans. It sent out a survey and found most employers plan to hire workers back. And that's great. But the New York Times spoke to an economist at Stanford University who thinks the firms were being overly optimistic. In fact, he predicts 42% of the recent layoffs are permanent. Of course, many Americans who have a job right now are at least working differently and not going into an office. Remember, Twitter already decided to make work from home the new normal for most employees, even after the pandemic. And now more companies are thinking about something similar. For example, Facebook. CEO Mark Zuckerberg just said the company will begin more remote work. He expects half of Facebook's employees will always work from home within the next 5 to 10 years. All right, we have more news ahead, but let's take a quick break for our sponsor this week. Some home Wi-Fi can struggle to keep up with all the streaming, the gaming, video conferencing, and homeschooling happening right now, especially when it's all at once. If you've experienced that, then it sounds like it's time for a Wi-Fi upgrade. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6 from Netgear. Wi-Fi 6 is a whole new kind of Wi-Fi. It's the latest tech that gives you the fastest speeds possible, even as you connect more and more devices throughout your home. That means you'll be able to stream without buffering, eliminate lag while gaming, and connect more devices to your Wi-Fi than ever before. It's like upgrading your Wi-Fi to first class. If you are ready for the best Wi-Fi ever, you can get it today from Netgear and never worry about Wi-Fi again. Check out Orbi Wi-Fi 6 at netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. That's netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. Now, back to the news. It's not just airlines rolling out new travel rules, as we mentioned yesterday. TSA is also making a bunch of changes to the security line process to allow for social distancing. From now on, passengers will scan their own boarding passes. They'll be asked to separate their carry-on food and any prohibited items for screening, so agents don't need to touch them. Of course, the changes are designed to limit the contact between TSA agents and travelers. The new rules are already in place at some airports and will be rolled out nationwide by June. But it looks like Full House actress Lori Loughlin will have to go to prison for her part in a college bribery scandal. For more than a year, she and her husband, designer Massimo Giannulli, have insisted they're innocent. But court documents were unsealed this week that show they both plan to plead guilty today to conspiracy charges. The celebrity couple is accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get their two daughters into the University of Southern California. Of course, they were not alone with this. Prosecutors have been accusing 50 wealthy and powerful people of basically paying their children's way into college. But the difference is Loughlin and Giannulli have been saying they were misled into thinking the money was going to legitimate university purposes and that they didn't actually know they were bribing anyone. It's not clear yet if their story is now changing, but they will be changing their pleas. Court documents show their lawyers made an agreement with federal prosecutors. Both sides will ask a judge to sentence Loughlin to 2 months and Giannulli to 5 months in prison. Then prosecutors will drop the more serious charges that had them facing 50 years in prison. So we'll see today if the judge agrees. Well, speaking of college admissions, there's a big decision from one of the largest and most prestigious university systems in the country. And as the Wall Street Journal puts it, it could reshape the college admissions process. The University of California schools are ditching the need for prospective students to have SAT and ACT scores. All 10 schools in the UC system, like UCLA and UC Berkeley, will fully phase out the requirement over the next 5 years, meaning high school students will not have to take the tests at all to be considered. Already, more than 1,000 colleges and universities have made the same choice. The reason? It's not the pandemic. School officials say it's actually about privilege. For years, critics have said the tests are not fair, and they favor wealthier and mostly white students who can pay for extensive test prep. Not everyone agrees, though. Those in favor of the standardized test scores say they're not biased and that they at least provide a uniform measurement of high school students across the country. Either way, UC schools actually plan to develop their own admission standards in the coming years. Have a handmade mask or empty bottle of hand sanitizer? You might not want to throw them away just yet. The Smithsonian Museum might actually want those items for future exhibits about COVID-19. It's collecting so-called pandemic artifacts that will help tell the story of this remarkable moment in history. Right now, it's asking people to submit things digitally, like photos, videos, and personal accounts of the pandemic. But once the crisis subsides, NPR reports the Smithsonian will collect things like homemade face masks, handwritten grocery lists, and even test kits and ventilators. In fact, the Smithsonian is already planning for an exhibit next summer. Well, Monday is Memorial Day. This is the day we pause to remember the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military and honor their sacrifice. Typically, there are ceremonies and other events to observe Memorial Day, and since it's a 3-day weekend, people are usually traveling or getting together with friends and family. But this year will be anything but ordinary. Still, there are ways you can observe Memorial Day and honor America's fallen heroes from home. There are a few virtual events planned, including concerts and even a parade featuring tons of big-name celebrities. To see how you can watch these tributes, just click the link in today's show notes. And because of the federal holiday, we will not have an episode of The Newsworthy on Monday. But don't worry, we'll be back to catch you up on the news on Tuesday instead. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Have you tried it yet? Magic Spoon is the healthier way to have your favorite cereal. It has zero sugar and 12 grams of protein, and it tastes amazing with flavors like blueberry and frosted. It's a great breakfast or even afternoon snack. Order online now at magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use our promo code newsworthy to get free shipping. All right, so today we're talking about how some isolated seniors are becoming radio DJs. The AP reports retirees are spinning beats for something called Radio Recliner, which was set up specifically for assisted living facilities. The hour-long show airs online. Retirees record their introductions and transitions on their phones, then send the audio files off to production staffers who handle the technical side of things. This all started in Tennessee and has since gotten popular at senior living facilities in Alabama and Georgia as well. New episodes drop every weekday at noon, and it's proven to be a pretty popular way for seniors to connect to the outside world, even while they're quarantined. All right, thank you so much for listening, and thanks to everyone who has been leaving those positive reviews. I love to read them, and I love to see that you are enjoying the show and finding it valuable. Of course, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com. Just look under the episodes tab. We'll be back with another news roundup on Tuesday. Until then, have a great weekend.